Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 58. So in this episode, I want to talk about why I think you should stop focusing on bigger, better things and instead focus on the little things, the smaller, boring, seemingly insignificant things in your life. And you know that Drake song? It's called 10 bands. You know, it's like 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands. I'll stop there. But there's another line in there. He's like, my ex asked me, where are you moving? I say, on to better things. And I think Drake would have really nailed it if he had said that he's moving on to little things, because honestly, in my life, that is better. That is where all the great things in your life happen. It's where you level up. It's where the growth is. It's where I think you'll be happier. And maybe I'm reaching here with the Drake reference, but I was just listening to some Drake and it stuck. So there you go. But I want to talk about the power of little things in every aspect of your life, your happiness, your relationships, your success, you name it. I found that a lot of great things happen when you take a step back and you kind of say F it, honestly, to the usual advice that says think big, do big things, and instead do the opposite of that. Think small and act small. And for me, that's where I've really grown, and it's where I found a lot of happiness in the process. So I'm going to talk about that. But first, today's sponsor, thank you so much to In Defense of Paper for sponsoring the show again. I really do mean that. I appreciate them for sponsoring the show, but also just for the simplicity of what they make, which is our just super high quality journals sourced, manufactured in the United States. And I think within the context of this episode, I'm really grateful for them for having sent me one, because I've been using it a lot lately. You know, their journal, it really just encourages me to take time to step back and focus on things that matter. Right. So for this episode, little things that I can do, that I can track, that I can show appreciation for. And I think, a quality journal like the ones In Defense of Paper makes it's a great place to do that process, to show that appreciation and just to track, you know, not on your iPhone in the notes or in a Google Doc or something like that. Taking time to actually write things down and take a break from your phone and your computer and just get creative with the journal. So really appreciate them. Their journals are really, really nice too. They're not cheaply made at all. They each have over 200 pages of really high quality paper and exposed spine. It travels really well, really thin, lays really flat. You can visit indefenseofpaper.com, all one word, and you can use code CASE and get 10% off your final order. indefenseofpaper.com, code CASE, 10% off. Definitely appreciate them. Show them some love. So let's get into it. I was thinking about something to talk about today. And right before I sat down to write the outline for the show, I was on a call with a client, kind of about, you know, the usual stuff. We were talking about circling the wagons, you know, asking if this strategy will scale, you know, talking about needing to be data driven, agreeing to circle back. And then most important of all, you know, we talked about getting a 30,000 foot view and looking at the big picture. And not only was the conversation pretty funny to me for the obvious reasons, obviously we didn't say all those words, but I think business lingo jargon is pretty funny and dumb and predictable. But more so, honestly, we did talk about thinking big picture, and it got me thinking about something not business related, right? And that's big picture, thinking big. And I think so often we hear that we need to take a step back and think big, to set a bigger goal, to think bigger, or to 10x what we're doing, or 10x our goal or our dream or our vision. But what if instead we should actually take a step back and realize that instead of bigger, we need to think smaller? I think we actually need to. It might sound a little strange, but we should do this. We need to think smaller. And in fact, I think that thinking smaller and acting smaller is really the key to making any change in your life. And it sounds weird, small things to make big changes, but I think I've really proven in my life that this is a really an important, call it a strategy, to making moves. Small things add up. Over time, they add up in serious ways. I think that's just math for you. I'm not particularly good at math, but I bet it supports it. But you know, if you're listening right now and you're frustrated with some area of your life where maybe you're not progressing, maybe you're not moving fast enough, you're moving kind of slow, you just aren't winning, I think this idea will be really helpful for you. And again, I think it could be any area of your life. I found that little things matter everywhere. For me, certainly in helping me scale and grow my businesses as an entrepreneur, okay, sure. But it's played a big factor in health and fitness for myself. It's played a role in my relationships, played a role in my own personality development, my own self-growth for self-confidence and everything, you know, simply put, everything. And the bottom line for me is that, you know, the things that you do, the little things that you do add up. And ultimately, they are what make you you. The little things that you do, the little things that you see, the little things that you experience, those are what make you, you, capital Y-O-U. And if you don't focus on the little things, honestly, I think you're kind of incomplete. You know, you could be a big picture kind of person, a I need to vision board this kind of person all you want, but without the little things, you're incomplete. And I don't want to be incomplete. I don't want you to be incomplete. I want you to be proud of yourself because you all those little things that you do and see, you realize that they pile up and they make you whole. And as a result, you prioritize them. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about that. Specifically, I'm going to talk about two things. And one is, you know, what the little things in your life are and how you can focus on them and why they will help. And then two, how to actually appreciate the little things in life, because I think this is so important and will not only help elevate you and help you level up in whatever area of your life where you're focused, but also it'll help you show some gratitude and that will make you happier. You know, you just need to enjoy the little things. So to start, I'm going to give you the most meathead example I can think of from my life to illustrate how recently I've really noticed the compounding effect that little things can have. I mentioned before, but you know, I've been lifting weights for a long time. I've always been tall and lanky, you know, tall to the tune of 6'3", lanky to the tune of 145 pounds in my early 20s. Now I'm 6'3", like 205, and I'm the strongest I've ever been, but it's been a journey. The past couple of years, honestly, I haven't really felt that strong or in that great of shape. But I've been focusing on lifting a lot of heavy weights, lifting them up, putting them down, lifting them back up, putting them back down. And in doing that, you know, I've just been really focused on like hitting big numbers, you know, putting up a big bench, like a 305 bench or a big 405 squat or something like that. And I would be saying things to myself like, okay, so, you know, big picture, you got to lift big, you know, you got to be strong, you know, you got to put up big numbers, benchmark numbers. To be honest, the whole process is really frustrating because I've kind of struggled to move forward and show progress. You know, I had hurt myself a lot and just kind of felt like I was stagnating. And then I took a little bit of a step back and realized that I wasn't paying attention to the little things, like at all. And namely, I wasn't paying attention to how I was eating or how I was sleeping. I wasn't doing nearly enough for either. You know, I'm a skinny dude at heart. And if I don't eat like a fat kid at a buffet, honestly, I'm just going to lose weight, which some of you are probably like, fuck you, Case. That's amazing. But, you know, if you're trying to be strong, trying to put on muscle, like that's not the best idea. You need to eat. So really, honestly, that little thing kind of triggered something. I mean, I've been eating a lot more. I've been eating better as well, eating, you know, the right kind of food at the right times throughout the day, eating clean, just more of it. And the result is I've gotten a lot stronger, like insanely noticeable to me. Like I could hop in the gym now and throw on weights that I really used to struggle with. And I really haven't changed my routine or anything like that. All I changed is what I ate, how much I ate, how often I ate. And that's a small little thing, but it matters. And I've also changed how I sleep. I used to go to sleep on the weekdays around 1 in the morning and God knows how late on the weekends, maybe 4, 5. And that's not a lot of sleep at all. And I know myself, I need sleep if I really want to progress. So I've started getting in bed at 11 on the weekdays, getting up at 7. That's plenty of sleep for me. It's perfect. So between that and the food, little things by all definitions, I've gotten so much stronger in such better shape. And again, that's such a meathead example, but I wanted to make it super clear what I'm talking about. Little things like that. And I think it's pretty obvious. Small things matter. Small things add up. Small things added up over time help you get wherever you want to go. We're not just talking about in business or fitness. It's across the board, plain and simple. And like another small thing that I've been doing every day, this is every day, and being much more consistent with is having an intentional morning routine. I'm sure I've mentioned this before. You know, my old routine was to roll out of bed, straight into the shower, you know, literally shovel coffee down my throat, get my email in my face, and then roll to the office all in like 40 minutes. It was a shock to my system. I would never really recover throughout the day. You know, I felt rushed. I never felt accomplished, or I never felt that I was being thorough on things. Things would slip through the crack, and it just was not an ideal thing. All because I just didn't want to wake up early. It's a small little thing. But I've really made it my mission now to do the little things in the morning. I get up at 7. I drink some of my mushroom coffee, which is great, less caffeine. Then I take around 10 minutes to stretch in front of my window in Chicago. I'm grateful to have an amazing view 50 stories up on the Chicago River. I just stand there and I stretch and I kind of just mentally focus on the day. You know, you can call it a spiritual practice. You can call it literally just stretching, you know, whatever. But I found that not only does this allow me to ease into my day physically, but I also just feel much more at peace and centered and just ready to rock. And that's such a small little practice, 10 minutes. You know, it helps me get in tune with myself, stay motivated, stay positive, you know. And then when things really get moving and stressful throughout the day, I'm just more centered around the fact that I had a decent morning. And that's such a small little thing. Like, let's be real. That's small. It's not big picture. It's not me hustling and grinding or any of the usual stuff. It's just a small little thing. It's just a taking advantage of the time that I have, 10 minutes. But I find, often we don't do the little things like that simply because we feel that we're too busy and that with the time we do have that we need to focus on big things, making big moves. I honestly think that's kind of bullshit. I really do. For one, we really do have the time. 10 minutes in the morning, you're telling me you don't have 10 minutes here and there, 10 minutes in the afternoon, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night, whatever. You know, I hate it when I ask someone how they're doing or how their day is going and they answer, oh, you know, just busy. I seriously hate that. It's like my biggest pet peeve. You know, that's your answer? That's seriously your answer? And I hate to break it to you. I don't want to sound like a dick, but you're not that busy. You're just choosing to identify that way. And again, not to sound like too full of myself, but I get a lot of shit done every single day. I'd say it's probably more than the average person. That's just because I manage my time. You know, I work a full 9 to 5. That's 9 to 5. I work out. I eat on schedule. My apartment's super clean. I love keeping it clean. I call my mom. I talk to my mom. I run Pursuit. That takes, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours a day. I do these podcasts, which sometimes if I'm really moving slow, I could take 3 hours. I take clients out several evenings a week. That's dinner, drinks, things like that. You know, I also make time to have fun and chill, Netflix, whatever. And I have the same 24 hours a day as you do. So please don't say that you're too busy to do something, especially something like a little thing. In fact, I would just say take that response out of your vocabulary. You're not too busy. You're just not prioritizing the right things. So I really want to just, you know, encourage you to make some time for yourself to do the little things. I'm not talking about big things. I'm talking about little things, you know. And most of all, like, don't pretend to be busy because you want to avoid that thing. Or even worse, because maybe like on a deeper level, you want to avoid yourself. You know, I get that feeling like saying, oh, you're too busy to work out because in reality, you're just kind of embarrassed and you feel out of shape, or you're too busy, you're tired to go out on a date because you're not feeling confident or your best, or you're too busy to start a side hustle or a creative project because you're insecure that you don't know what you're doing. You know, you're not actually too busy. You're just avoiding something. At minimum, let's level set, you're not too busy to do the little things, because the little things by definition are little. They don't take that much time. And that's a great thing. You know, little things like eating right, like getting up a bit earlier so you can get your mind and body prepared for the day. Little things like calling your mom or dad to maintain those relationships, or doing the dishes or cleaning your apartment, or forcing yourself to speak up, or writing an email or making a call or whatever, you know, whatever those little things might be in your life, you definitely have the time to do them because they're little, because they don't take that much effort, and because they add up over time. And I, you know, if you find yourself saying, oh, I don't feel like it either, I think you need to just take time to feel like it. Find time, plain and simple. And maybe hopefully the rest of this episode will convince you why. But I think like little things is clearly a relative term. It's relative to you and your life. And I'll leave what those little things are in your life. But I think I could think of a couple examples in my life to illustrate what I'm talking about here. You know, across the board, I want to be happier. I want to be more intentional. And I do little things like take time in the morning to reflect, to my point. Sometimes I'll just sit on my couch and reflect. Sometimes I'll hang out with my buddy's dog. That makes me happier. It's a little thing. Sometimes I'll take an extra long shower. It's relaxing. Makes me happy. I also want to be healthy and fit. I do little things like drink more water throughout the day. What a little thing. Eat more. Eat better. I force myself when I'm at the gym to just do one more set, one more exercise. That's a little thing. In the morning, I still do 100 push-ups every morning before I leave. That's a little. It just takes a minute. You know, I want to be successful as an entrepreneur. That involves a lot of little things. I could probably do an entire episode on that, but sending one more email, making one more call, spending one more hour or 30 minutes working on something, so many things there. And then there's, you know, just other little things that I'd say are just wins in and of themselves, like doing the dishes when I notice they're piling up. Again, that builds pride, self-esteem, and I've talked about that before. Or like if something breaks in my apartment, like an appliance or something, instead of calling my maintenance people, I'll try to fix it myself, you know, just man stuff. And if I make it worse in the process, which might happen, then I can call them. But at minimum, I tried, you know. Or like recently, I've been really trying to go to Whole Foods myself to pick up food instead of using Instacart. Little things like that. And you get what I'm talking about here. And I'm sure there's something in there that you can relate to. And I don't know your life or where you are right now or what you're working towards, but I would just encourage you to sit down, take a step back from the big picture, and instead focus on some of the little things you can do right now to make you happy, to make you more successful, to make you more fulfilled, to make you smarter, more in shape, anything. You know, you choose, but I think I just want you to know that in my life, I've really found that the little things matter. And before I close, I do want to kind of put my Hallmark movie of the week on here and be a little sappy and say that like beyond the actual application of the little actions and habits in your life and how they can have huge impact over time, I really do want to encourage you to appreciate the little things or appreciate. Apparently I say it weird, whatever. And I've done episodes before on the power of gratitude, and I think it's worth mentioning again here within the context of little things. So don't turn off just yet. Just give me a minute. You know, I really, really, really in my life try to be intentional in appreciating the little things as often as I can. Simply put, because subconsciously or something, it just makes me happier to do that. And I do it because, again, it's not always easy to take a step back from work and life to appreciate life. All caps. That's a big word. Think something. How can we appreciate life? It's such a large thing. It's a big task. So I think that the better thing to do is just to appreciate the little things. You know, practice gratitude that way towards the little things. It's a powerful thing once you do it on a regular basis. And I think it'll really make you happier. So in closing, I would just encourage you to, you know, to put in work, do the little things, do them often, but also take time to appreciate just all the random things in your life. You know, appreciate getting up early and just the stillness in the morning. Appreciate someone on the street who smiles, because most people, at least in Chicago, if I'm looking around, everyone's got a frown on them, on their face, myself included. You know, appreciate the Starbucks barista who takes time to crack a joke to you, or, you know, to someone who tags you in a dank meme on Instagram, or someone who says thank you and means it, or just, you know, the fact that you can wake up a bit earlier and that you're healthy and alive. You know, that kind of thing. Like, I appreciate all kinds of weird little things. I'm sure there's little odd eccentric things in your life. I appreciate applesauce. I'm an absolute psychopath who puts applesauce on my pizza. And don't even get me started on this, but I love it. I could appreciate that. You know, I like being able to sit down after a long day and having the ability to watch some of my favorite YouTubers. I appreciate my Roomba. That little guy is a hard worker. I appreciate him. There's this security guy in my office building. He's just so nice and down to earth and is always asking how I'm doing. And I feel like he really means it. Like, I appreciate him. You know, there's so many little things that I appreciate. Again, little things. It might not seem like much, but those little moments of gratitude, they add up, they make you you. And when you're grateful, I found that you're happier. So appreciate them for what they are, you know, just kind of pieces to your life. You know, and when you take time to appreciate them, even for a minute, you start to understand that life is just the sum of those things. And that's a really, really powerful realization. So that's it. I'll end it there. You know, just go out and do the little things and enjoy the little things. I appreciate them more and more and more. And I'm happier and happier as a result. And I'd love for that to happen in your life as well. So follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I really love getting all your DMs and messages and tags when you're listening to the episodes. It means so much to me. Shoot me a DM if you have any questions or feedback or episode ideas. Episode ideas are great. I'd love to create an episode around something that you guys really, really want to hear. So until next episode, bye.